Last December on this program, we told you about the growing number of young people living in nursing homes and about Bilan Alexander, a 24-year-old woman who dreamed of getting out of her nursing home. Well, last Friday night, she died, and NPR's Joseph Shapiro has this remembrance.
Bilan Alexander was just 6 years old when she had a stroke. For years, her mother took care of her at home, getting Bilan out of bed, dressed, and ready for school. Then a couple years ago, when Bilan was 22, her mother was hospitalized. Bilan went to live in a nursing home in Athens, Georgia. It was supposed to be a short stay until her mother got better. Last year we met Bilan at a conference. She was usually pretty shy, but from her wheelchair she got up the nerve to tell a crowd of strangers about what happened.
Just recently, my mom died.
That left Bilan with no home but the nursing home.
I don't have anyone take care of me, so I think I'm stuck where I'm at.
She didn't like it. She didn't have anyone her age to interact with. There weren't really any activities designed for 24-year-olds.
Katie Chandler works for a legal group called the Georgia Advocacy Office. She helped start a program to get children and young adults like Bilan out of nursing homes.
She had talked about once she got out, going back to school, getting involved in her community, even possibly having a job.
Last winter, the state of Georgia approved Bilan to move into a group home or her own apartment with an aide to provide care. But in January, Bilan got pneumonia. She had trouble swallowing. There was surgery to insert a feeding tube, but that area got infected. 2 weeks ago, doctors operated, but the infection had spread too far. 2 days before Bilan Alexander died, Katie Chandler went to see her in the hospital. Even when Bilan was on a breathing tube and could no longer speak words, she still laughed.
And even with being intubated, she was laughing, which seemed painful being intubated. I think it was a part of her spirit. I think it was who she always was.
The administrator at the nursing home didn't want to speak on tape, but she says Bilan got good care there, that she was happy, and that the staff treated her like a kid sister. Bilan Alexander, still short of her dream to leave that nursing home, was 24 when she died. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News.